From the shadows of New York's Manhattan skyline to Arizona's Valley of the Sun resides a radio program the world over has been waiting for. Hosted by two men no one has ever heard of. It's a place where idiocracy runs free and rarely appointments made. Kieran.
Peasants, I can't deal with this.
Rocket!
Winthrop, get the yachts ready. We're going to Monda.
Together, these men will bring you laughter at any cost, even if that means sacrificing their own egos or well-being. So put your brains on standby. Sit back and relax. The boys have returned. Lunatic Radio starts.
Yay! Hello, everybody! Hello, everybody! What up, everybody? I'll say it again. Welcome to the Lunatic Radio Show. I'm Kieran S. Rock, way over there in the beautiful state of New York. There he is, a little louder for himself. Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Hey!
I don't know why you need to clap.
Rocket's Italian, so he's not really gung-ho about the St. Patty's Day. But it's St. Patrick's Day, Rock, and we're going to start the show by a plan.
Playing some Dropkick Murphys, yeah, three in a row, or I something. Flogging Molly. I bang on the door, but
you won't let me in. Sing along, Rock.
Boiled potatoes.
Don't ruin it, Rock. This is Irish stuff.
Oh, sorry.
I know you Italians.
Boiled ham and boiled potatoes.
Yeah, and I want to play Frank Sinatra or some shit. You Italians, that's all they listen to.
Shepherd's pie. Soda bread. Oh, I had that this morning.
The drinking song, Rock.
By the way, that is a knock. You're drinking some like yellow beer in a Guinness pint glass. I feel like that's just wrong.
You're doing visuals for the radio, Rock.
No, but I just explained it.
I know. You did a good job. Paint the picture. This is a drinking song. It's not very long because drinking songs are not very long. Here it comes, Rock. This is better than any Green Day song, by the way.
Oh, I get it. I'm drunk and I'm going to be drunk
till the next time I'm drunk. There you go. Word up, everybody. Welcome. Happy St. Patty's Day. Hello. Word up. Fucking A. Let's get bombed up, you know? Let's do some radio. Let's have some fun. What do you think, Rock?
Mainly, it just had me thinking, like, this doesn't seem like a common occurrence or something we've done often, which is doing a show on St. Patrick's Day.
No, I don't.
I'm curious to know how many shows we actually did on St. Patrick's Day.
I was thinking about that during the week. I was like, I don't think we ever have because I don't remember wearing.
Feel familiar.
I remember I never in the how many years we've done the show is remember like, oh, I need to wear green because
right,
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Can you open that thing?
Look at it. Leroy brought in a I believe this is from the old town of Killarney in Ireland. I don't know.
I am very jealous. That looks really good.
I don't know what this is. This is some
it's from Stonebury. It's a special from of their Escovesa.
It's got a cork beers in the top, so the only way I know how to get that off is go. Oh. Popping dick.
It's got a Leroy. You can't pop it.
No, he works out. You know?
I got a cork thing in the.
I thought you'd be able to just pull the shit out, but it's fucking hard.
I got a cork thing in the.
Oh, this is a good visual, actually. Yeah, get a good one there, Leroy.
He's trying to pop the cork underneath the console. Looks like he's trying to jerk off there, Rock. Yes, Irish Day. I hope all the amateur Irish drinkers out there are getting fucking shit faced.
Here comes Rocket.
Oh.
Fuck you, I'm drunk. Right. Fuck you, I'm drunk.
Got it.
Blah, 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 blah. Stupid ass skank. No?
No, I don't think so.
A lot to do on today's radio show, by the way.
No, we don't.
Live number to call in, 718-690-9290. So if you're out there getting fucking trashed up right now, yeah, call into the show. It'd be great.
Or let us know if you've ever done a show on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, because
that is kind of...
I don't know.
I'm curious to that.
I don't know if we have, but...
It seems very odd to me.
I would open up the phone lines, actually, because I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give that a try.
There we go. Hey! Popping bottles. Making it rain, bro.
Hey, Rock, listen to this, Rock. This is something that Rock would like, I sure...
Yes.
Yes. It's a mocha stout.
Mm.
Ale brewed with cocoa,
mm,
coffee, and spices, and aged in bourbon barrels.
That sounds amazing. I got to find that somewhere. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, we need to have some of that mocha stout.
You wouldn't drink that.
I'm going to drink everything, Rock. I'm Irish. It's Irish Day. I think I'm 98% Irish, and the other 2% is
bad podcaster
scumbag.
Oh, you should do that thing, that 23andMe.
Yeah.
There you go. That looks good.
Yeah, that looks appropriate. I would like to do some 23andMe.
23
and you. This was false advertising. What is this box?
I'll go down to the...
I was expecting women to come to my door.
I'll go down to the play-in game of ASU versus St. John's in the men's NCAA basketball tournament this year and try to find some 23s and me down on the ASU campus. I went a long way for that punchline.
Yeah,
I traveled a long way.
We enjoyed the ride, Karen.
Yeah. Yes. St. Patty's Day. In honor of St. Patty's Day, Leroy Jenkins actually brought in some material for the... well, he brought in beer. He brought in balloons.
It's a special day.
Behind Leroy. Leroy is Irish, too. He brought in green balloons. He's wearing a Guinness shirt. He's drinking the mocha stout. And Leroy sent me a bunch of clips of Irish people doing stuff. This is a hilarious, apparently this is hilarious, from YouTube. Irish lads pre-drink speech. You know how you like rock, you know, back in the day when you and I used to hang out in Queens?
Yeah, sure.
Floral Park. And on the rare occasion that I would just come over and go, hey, Rock, let's go get pounded up. And you're like, you would give me, I remember you used to give me a speech. And it started out saying, no fucking on my couch.
What up, though?
And I think the second line was, did you bring any money? Because I'm not paying for everything.
Yeah, really?
Anyway, this is a bunch of Irish lads gearing up for a night of drinking. Here we go.
Well, wait, just wait. Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry, because you're very quick. I just wanted to make it very clear, the extent of production that Leroy did for this show has exceeded probably years worth of, I mean, the balloons alone... above and beyond the call of duty, sir.
Let me tell you how that happened.
Yes, please.
My sister had a St. Patty's Day little party last night. Mm. And she had the balloons, and you know, I received the balloons. I said, "You want me to bring them in for the thing, you know, for the show?" It's not like I went out and bought these balloons just for today.
Okay, so these are hand-me-down balloons.
I was almost embarrassed to bring them over here. I had them in a trash bag. I didn't want to carry balloons into his apartment. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be seen bringing balloons.
Dude, my neighbors already think I'm gay because there's only dudes that show up, and it's always on Sundays.
Carrying balloons.
It's like I'm just kidding. You know, I get my paycheck on Friday, and Sunday's like the male hooker day.
He's not only gay, but he's very OCD.
So if Leroy was literally walking across the parking lot with fucking big green stars as balloons, something would look a little strange. PJ to Mary.
Yeah, your audio.
John D. Noodle, beer's good and stuff. Yes, the great psycho stick from the chat room. Here is the audio of some Irish lads out there pre-drink speech to get riled up.
It is our pints.
Oh.
Only buckets.
Yeah.
There's only one barman.
Oh.
For every man.
Yeah.
Get on there.
I guess it was a better idea. It's a better idea than the email.
Oh.
A banger.
Hey. He referred to me as Patty Jane Fat.
Enough.
That's all you need to hear, really.
Yeah, there we go. There's some Irish lads.
People well, that sounded like they were having fun.
Yeah, you know, he would, you know, he's gearing the kids up to go get fucking shit-faced, Rock. That's
so did you do anything for the holiday?
Yeah, I watched Crazy Heart. I watched Crazy Heart on Cinemax. That's
so
what I did.
Weird.
I don't really fucking do anything. I don't go out, Rock. I don't do that stuff. I don't do the hanging out with people. Yeah, it's amateur hour, Rock. You know that. You know? Irish
well,
Day.
Right. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
St. Paddy's Day is the biggest amateur fucking drinking hour ever. I don't like... I would say as an American-born Irish person, I'm legitimate Irish.
For this, yes, you are, very much so.
For this country. If I went to the homeland...
Yeah,
of Ireland,
American.
I'd be a poser. I'd be a scumbag. Mm. I'd probably get tuned up. You know.
You know what they drink over there? Actually,
cock. Cock all day. That's why I'm Irish.
I know. When I was over there, they drink Budweiser.
Do they?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, these guys.
They drink stupid. Budweiser and
yeah, like Guinness. They drink Guinness. Like it's not in the refrigerator. They just leave it out.
Yeah.
So it's warm.
It's like
room temperature beer is how they drink it.
Like milk.
And a lot of them were drinking Budweiser, and I'm like, ugh.
You drink your milk room temperature?
They do it in Ireland, man. They don't give a fuck. They have no taste buds. That's the thing about Irish people. We have no fucking taste buds.
They don't
that's for sure.
They don't have any refrigerators.
Yeah. No refrigerators. We don't have fucking taste buds. We don't have big dicks. It's all fucked up over there. It's a thing. Leroy, how big is your dick? Watch, he'll tell you.
It's like a leprechaun.
It's like a leprechaun.
Aww.
Leroy's got a leprechaun dick. If you got a leprechaun dick,
I'm girthy out leprechaun though.
He's got a feisty leprechaun dick.
Feisty leprechaun.
Dick. I never heard of her.
Yeah. Things I thought I'd never hear in my life.
Yeah, you know, Rock. I come out with the gyms. That's what I do. Get a little fucking alcohol on me. I'm all fired up.
I call it McGregor.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck you.
Connor and his McGregor.
Fuck you.
What are you drinking, by the way? Didn't really mention it. What beer are you drinking?
I like to call this coming a cup stout.
What is going on with you? What is wrong?
I just want to give this is the fun part for me of doing radio with Rock. Any question you ask me, I just give him a ridiculous answer. This is the endearing factor that brings us to millions, Rock.
Sadly, for those listening on their, you know, radio, whatnot, radio, podcast, it's true.
We've never been on the radio. Yeah.
Where do people even listen to this? I don't even know. I got to the point, how do even people hear us anymore?
Right. I should play some Irish music, no? What do you think, Rock?
No. Yeah, sure.
Well, here's the thing I actually want to point out, and I'm actually very terrified as I do the radio program.
We got to still do this for another 45 minutes?
Yes, that is the problem. I have to get it an hour and a half. How am I going to get an hour and a half out of this dog shit? My folks, the reason why I live out here in Arizona is to be close to my folks as they get older in life. And they're both, I believe my dad's 76, my mom's like 72-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They are going tonight
back to Cali
by themselves to a Gordon Lightfoot concert.
Interesting.
Gordon Lightfoot, but mind
you're
is
on a concert tip right now.
Here's a little Gordon Lightfoot. Hopefully,
who's next? Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Gordon Lightfoot. My dad's 77. Gordon Lightfoot is 80 years old, and he's playing a fucking concert tonight.
That's crazy.
My mom's 72. She can barely get out of the goddamn recliner. But Gordon Lightfoot, growing up, when my dad was growing up, Gordon Lightfoot was his shit.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up on this shit. I had to listen to this shit from the age my ears started working. In a castle dove. Yeah, so they're all fucking, they're going to a goddamn Gordon Lightfoot concert. I go over to the fucking house this morning because, yeah, on the weekends, I wake up and I travel over to the folks' house to have a little coffee, watch a little golf, see what's going on with the folks. I roll into my parents' house this morning. It's like 12, what I said to you guys before the show, it's like 12:45. And my dad's already had two glasses of wine.
Why? So nice, I like that.
So he's pre-gaming for the Lightfoot concert.
I love it.
I don't think he's ever, in his 76 years on this planet, I don't think he's ever seen Gordon Lightfoot in concert. He literally waited. Life. He waited till Gordon Lightfoot was 80 years old to see him in concert. And he's been listening to him his whole entire life. Like, my dad used to listen to Lightfoot and, like, cry on the back patio and shit. Because he's like, oh, man, this brings back memories, bro.
That's the emotional Irish.
Yeah. Because the ending just it's folk music.
So half the Irish population, you know, they get drunk and then they start crying.
Right. See, right. Billy Joel is my Gordon Lightfoot. Because I grew up on Billy Joel. And when I get bombed up, that's all I want to do is fucking play Billy Joel. My dad, when he gets bombed, he listens to Gordon Lightfoot or who's the guy that used to coach Notre Dame? Who does the inspirational speeches? Lou Holtz.
John Mellencamp.
He used to listen to Lou Holtz on tape. Lou Holtz used to do these speaking engagements back in the 80s with his little... like his lisp. Mm-hmm. My dad used to get bombed up and like fucking listen to him. Crazy.
I never heard this song.
Oh, you've heard some Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah. You know.
I know, like...
What's the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, right, Rock? That song when it's edited is 3 hours long.
Jeez. Right.
This song is forever. It's 6 minutes and 39 seconds long. The legend.
I know this.
Well, be honest with you, I think tonight when my parents go to the concert, he's going to open and close with this motherfucker. And that will be most of the concert. He's 80 years old. Gordon Lightfoot's 80 years old. It's fucking crazy. Jesus. When do you know? When is another singer going to continue to play and tour at 80? No one. You're never going to... Is Billy Joel going to be touring at 80 years old? No, he's not.
That's what's like keeping them alive in some ways. You know, they're still touring, you know? Because if they didn't do it, I just crap out.
Santana will be out there.
Well, my dad this morning in his two glasses of wine deep, he made the statement that, this is Gordon Lightfoot's death tour. Because he ain't playing again, you know that.
Not that, you know.
He's pretty much coming to Phoenix. Or whatever destinations are on his tour schedule, and saying his goodbyes.
Jesus. Said, never gives up for dead
when the skies of November turn gloomy. Everybody knows this one, right?
With the load of iron,
26,000
tons more.
It's pretty much that same thing for 6 minutes. Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
How long do you think that concert's going to be? Like 2 hours? Hour and a half?
Well, you got to say it's 6 minutes and 39 seconds long, that song. He's going to play that twice. So that's what? 12 minutes, neither 13 minutes. A little over 13 minutes long. Open and close him with that. He's 80 years old. He'll probably play three songs in between that are also probably 5-6 minutes long. I say about a nice fucking 38 minutes, that concert.
That's it.
Start to finish.
That's it, huh? They take a nap in the middle.
And trust me, my mom and my father will be fucking both about a fucking 12-pack deep of wines.
They're going to smuggle some shit
in. Them, though, man. They're like going out to these concerts.
I know, right?
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, they're really going out. They're doing the bucket list thing, Rock.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. Fucking,
you know?
Yeah. What's our bucket list concert going to be like?
Somebody listening to the show.
It's going to be like Red Hot Chili Peppers or something like that?
Our bucket list concert? I don't know. That would be a good one. What's your bucket list concert, Rock?
When you're 80, Rock.
Typo negative?
Mudvayne?
I was a good guy. Man, what year? You do know me. But the lead singer's dead, so no.
We'll cross him off then.
I'm trying to. I mean, yeah, I don't even know what my bucket list would be when I'm 80. That's a tough one.
When you're 77, what's your bucket list?
That's my okay. Dad. So let's just take off 3 years.
Yeah, take off 3 years.
Who's going to still be rocking?
Yeah, really. Who's going to even be
fucking
around?
Foo Fighters? You know that Dave Grohl's never going to stop playing.
No, he's going to keep going. Yeah, I guess Foo Fighters would be up there. I think that's that's a good one.
I could see Van Halen like trying to crank one out real quick.
I feel like anyone I would want to see is like someone's dead in the band.
Somebody's dead? Like, what do you mean? Like,
any band that I would want to, like, I feel so many people are dying. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe Soundgarden? No. Yeah. Or maybe Stone Temple Pilots? No.
Pearl Jam?
Yeah, Eddie Vedder will still be playing acoustic.
Yeah, really? He'll just be.
That will be it. That's it.
He sounds like an 80-year-old man when he sings.
That's already it. It's Eddie Vedder because he plays acoustic.
He was preparing for that bucket day.
Yeah. Got it down concert already.
I'm out of beer. God damn it. Well, Budweiser Select.
That's a great question, man. Who would I want to see?
This Michelob fucker.
I don't know. I mean, Alice in Chains, maybe they'd still be around?
Yeah, but, you know. No.
Now I'm just thinking about bands who might be around.
But Lane died.
Journey.
You can't.
Well, no, but they have the new singer. He's really good, the black dude.
Yeah, but he's. Come on, it's not Lane. It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's got to be original, dude. Died. It's not like my parents are going to see Gordon Lightfoot's son play Gordon Lightfoot's music. They're going to see Gordon Lightfoot.
I'm sure Kiss will still be around. Go see Kiss.
I can't wait. I was watching.
In wheelchairs.
Who was it? Jeffrey Ross? The comedian. I follow him on Instagram, and he went to a Kiss concert recently. He like literally filmed the whole thing on his Instagram stories. Mm. They are just fucking killing it. Like, their show is ridiculous.
Yeah, they still just do it, man.
The amount of the production level on a Kiss show it's like going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
John D. Noodle says Rush.
I consider that, but I've seen him enough times that I would be like, you know, what am I going to be singing?
Yeah, I mean, you see the guy with like the 80.
By the time he's 77, you forgot what you've seen.
It is like two drummers and they both have like 80 fucking snares or something.
No. It's just Neil Peart.
Motley Crue. That'd be fucking kick ass.
That would be if they were still around. Yeah. They don't do anything. They might. Maybe they'll get back together.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
No.
I was going to say like AC/DC would have been like a band, but you know, now, you know, they're not all there.
Yeah, it's not possible. The Stones will still.
Who would you want to go see, Kieran?
Billy Joel.
Cardi B.
Cardi B. That might happen. That might happen.
When I'm 77, who would be my bucket list concert still? But it would have to be somebody.
I'm looking at my CDs that I have. Like,
I don't think Eddie Vedder would still be alive. Eddie Vedder's older than me, right? How old is Eddie Vedder?
Henry Rollins. I'd love to see him.
Oh, my God.
He'll be dead.
No, he won't be
dead.
No
way. Nah. You think he'd be dead?
He's like a health nut.
He's
a super health nut.
He'll be doing spoken word.
Edge.
Spoken word. He's old as shit now. You seen Harry Rollins? He's old as shit now.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Oh, God. Look at a recent picture of Henry Rollins. He's old as shit.
Why are you looking at pictures of Henry Rollins? What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, I get a little fetish J.O. going on.
He's got a poster right next to Mark Wahlberg's poster.
Right. I do have an obsession with Mark Wahlberg for some reason.
He does not look that much different. He just has gray hair. He's going to outlive us all.
Yeah, right. He's going to be a psychopath at 80, too.
Oh, my God. He looks like that actor. That English actor. What the fuck is his name?
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
That's not him.
No.
I'm Fatty McFatFat.
Hey, what are you drinking over there, Rock? Switch it up.
Oh, I'm drinking a Bell's Hop Slam Ale. This is all the kids are all the rage for this beer.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a sixer. And I'm just
Where are they from?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Good beer. What's that?
Detroit. The mayor.
No. Where? I don't know where exactly. But this has got 10. It's 10% there in a can.
Yeah, this thing's like 9.6.
Yeah.
Rock, you would like this, man. If you can get this one.
I like their basic one, which I can't believe now I have to call it a basic one.
It's
Comstock, Michigan. Comstock, Michigan.
Anthony Porter checking in. It's going to be hard for those hard rock bands to last that long. They're not even lasting now.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to see? Go see Collective Soul? Like the Jim Blossoms? I don't know. Who are you going to see? Trapped? You're going to see fucking goddamn Korn?
Five Finger Death Punch?
Oh my God. Please don't get me started on Five Finger Death Punch.
I can't.
Beastie Boys. Hey, Beastie Boys are coming back.
Well, one of them. One of them's dead.
That'd be cool. Bucket list.
Catch him off then.
I know, but he already did. He already made a book.
I'm excited for it, man. It's.
Are you going to try to go, Rock? Can you get tickets, Rock?
Of course, I could get tickets, my life is in a little different, situation these days. So
maybe you could be the third Beastie Boy.
Yeah. Like Ed Rock.
Hello.
Ed Rock.
Damn.
Be two Ed Rocks.
Ed Rock squared.
Yeah, the Deftones. The Deftones are going to be deaf by the time they're 70, so they ain't playing anymore.
See, that looks silly.
That was whack. That would be. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Yeah, that nice cover.
Way to reel it back in.
I'm looking forward to it. What is Spike Jonze doing? Is he helping with the... what the fuck is he helping him with? I'm just drawing a blank all of a sudden.
Oh, it's a documentary.
We were talking about this the other day,
It's too. A documentary.
Yeah, he's helping with the documentary.
A concert series or something.
Yeah.
Is this true, Rocky? Leroy sent me a video of a guy saying there's no gays in Ireland. Is that true?
I believe that he's probably correct, you know?
Here's the video, Rocky.
Wait a minute. What about all those priests?
Wait, there's a lot of
priests. Oh, yeah, Daft Punk. That'll be on my list.
Bruno Mars.
Are you going to go see Bon Iver? Is that his
honestly,
name?
I would guess as he gets older, his shows are going to get better.
Who's that?
I think right now he's kind of doing a pop kind of style show and for obvious reasons. I think as he gets older and his target audience gets more sophisticated, I think he's only going to get better. Bruno Mars. He's a talented musician, and I could see him doing very well gets older and his target demographic gets older.
He's a midget, too, and those midgets don't die.
What about now?
And we have that.
What about that Glover guy? What's his name?
Danny Glover?
The kid.
Donald Glover?
Donald Glover.
He's got
get into all for this shit.
Doesn't he have a studio name or something? I can't remember.
Childish Gambino.
Right. Mm. Have you ever seen his stand-up comedy? Everybody says he's talented and everything. You know, he's all well-rounded and talented. I watched some of that stand-up and it was like...
Dog shit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I hate watching millennials do fucking stand-up.
He's trying to do a little bit of everything. It's like, pick your lane, buddy. It's like, you got enough. Like, why do you got to do everything? He does TV. He does stand-up. He does music.
Just sing around. Dance with your shirt off.
Theo Von. I watched Theo Von's stand-up. He's a young kid.
Dude.
And I was just like, however.
He's a funny dude.
I was like, I've heard Rock do this fucking same shit all the time. And Rock's not a stand-up. Rock tells me this shit all the time.
Wow.
Wait, is Theo stealing my bits?
He does the same shit. Like, his premises are your premises that you used to tell me in your fucking living room before we did a show. Like, I'm like, this is fucking amazing. Stupid. Like, none of this, I guess this is for younger people. You know what I mean? I guess if I was in my 20s, I'd find Theo Von fucking great.
Theo Von? I didn't even hear
Theo.
Him. Theo!
Theo Von.
He's a funny guy.
He's got good teeth and a mullet haircut. I'll give him that, though. He's good looking.
LCD Sound System, that would be a bucket list band for me. They're I feel like, are in that upper echelon of kind of like you're lucky if you get a ticket kind of a band, even though they're not doing shit really right now.
More
LCD
like,
Sound System?
More like Don't Buy Theo Von 2019. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a quote. That's a quote from Theo Von in 2019. More like Don't Buy.
Stop it. He's stealing my shit.
That's what I'm saying, Rock. Fuck that. John D. Noodle's on the tip of the chat room. He knows.
Stealing my shit.
Right.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd's going to be dead.
Yeah, Pink Floyd. They'll be dead.
They're going to come back.
All right, might as well just go. Let's go see Queen.
It's hologram. They'll be the first hologram band.
You know who freaks me out? That guy that played Freddie Mercury in that movie.
He freaks you out? Why? What's wrong with him?
Is there something about his mouth that fucks me up?
Wow.
Who's the guy that won the Oscar for the fucking...
you get these weird sexual thoughts about his
mouth. Like, I look at his mouth, it like protrudes from his fucking face. It's weird.
He's like, is he...
Karen, you're just all in.
What's that guy's name? What's that guy's name?
He's like iRobot, right?
He was an iRobot?
I've never iRobot. What the fuck is that show?
It was a shit.
The worst at this.
By the way, Paris Jackson tried to kill herself this week.
No.
Rami Malek.
Oh, yeah. Rami Malek. Rami Malek. Rami Malek.
Rami.
By the way, also, not another tangent.
We all butchered that shit.
Speaking of the name Rami, I watched Higher Learning. You ever watch Higher Learning? Have you watched, you know, the movie Higher Learning? It's from back in the day when everybody was.
Twice,
Is that what Snoop Dogg?
Everybody was racist on a campus. It was like about, you know, a college campus, and the blacks were racist, and the whites were racist, and the fucking chicks named Becky were racist. Everybody was racist. Okay. And there was that white supremacist guy named Remy, played by Michael Rapaport, who apparently just decided to shoot a bunch of people at a fucking coming together rally. You never saw that?
No, it sounds horrible.
No. It's horrible. No. But it had me thinking about the movie High School High, starring John Lovitz. it was like a spoof off of Lean On Me, that movie with the principal from New Jersey, and he had the bat, you know, I'm Batman. It was kind of like a spoof off of it, because John Lovitz is the principal of this, like, you know, crazy kid, bunch of school kids.
Anything with John Lovitz has got to be good, right, Rock?
It is, yes! The Critic, one of the greatest animated series ever. Mm. It stinks!
By the way, if you're bombed out there listening to the radio program, call in. Because this is the day to honor you.
The day to John Lovitz, help.
Day to honor you. Rami Malek, he's just weird looking. That was my point on that. And he speaks weird. He speaks weird. You know?
This has been a Kier McCann editorial.
Yeah, there you go.
Where's I don't know what the Irish music has to do with what he's talking about.
It's Irish Day. It's Irish Day.
His face. It's weird.
It helps soften the blow when Kieran just completely says that someone's just weird.
Well, I know that Rami Malek's a huge fan of the radio program, and he catches it every time. So
I think Kieran should play the Irish music every show.
I like that.
Mix it in between segments and
shit. You should have a pumpkin as a third mic. You should play, you know, Irish music on every show in the music pumpkin. Bed.
I pretty much have a pumpkin as a third mic.
Oh, look at this guy.
Hey, Rock, what do you think about the New York crime bosses getting whacked? What do you think about that?
Don't need Staten Island.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I'm out of that loop. I'm sorry. What happened?
Reputed crime boss.
Or maybe I just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
You're Irish. I mean, you're Italian. You know this shit.
He's going to keep it on DL.
I had a half a beard. I'm already.
I am unaware of these occurrences.
Francisco Frank Cali.
I plead the fifth.
Was shot. But the CNN's claiming, or the New York NYPD is saying that it wasn't mob related. Like, his shooting wasn't mob related.
I want my lawyer present. Okay.
Which doesn't make fucking sense, really.
People get shot all the time by accident.
Are you buying that? I don't know. I don't want to really talk about it, because I don't want to get
more like, don't buy.
Hey, Kieran missed that one.
Right,
he did. Two beers and he can't.
I don't know. I don't know. It just immediately reminds me. Apparently, there's this story going over in Italy about someone who was arrested, and there was a model involved. A female model, and she was like the lead witness, and then she mysteriously got like some sort of like stomach bug and died in the hospital. And, like, they have no idea how that, like, how it happened and why it happened. And so it was, like, everyone's freaking out because people getting, you know, taken off, you know, getting chopped off.
You switching it up? You got a little Italian going on?
find that story.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Hey, Rock, this is how it happened. This guy had a truck, right? And he ran into the back of... What's the mob boss's name?
Francisco Frank Cali.
Yeah, Frank Cali. He ran into his car in front of his house.
Frank Caliendo?
Yeah, in front of his house. So he comes out to, like, confront the guy for, like, what the fuck you doing? Hit my car. Shot him 10 times in the back.
That does not sound like a random... That does not sound like...
What's the name of the guy that killed him, though? He's an Italian cat.
Oh, is he? I don't know who's the guy.
I gotta look it up.
Look it up on the thing there.
Let me see if I can find the story real quick.
I think his name was
Italy found mystery death of Berlusconi sex trial witness. Yeah.
So he shot him 10 times in front of his fucking own house?
Well, I think in front of his house.
In a row?
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like more than just a car crash to me.
Sounds like you're driving a
semi. Like a lot of cars were involved in this one. Where the fuck does he live? On the LIE?
Jeez.
Staten Island Expressway. Yeah, sorry. That's a lot of car crashes.
Hey, what are you fucking doing?
Hey, huh? Why don't you look before you make the left?
That's my fucking Cadillac.
Shot him 10 times.
Damn.
If you're gonna shoot a guy, do you shoot him 10 times? If he's not like a
you shoot him until the clip is done. Yeah. If you want to kill somebody, you empty the clip.
There's no second chance.
What's the guy's name? What's the guy's name?
You do it right, Kieran.
Yeah, Rock knows. Come on.
We should call Johnny Staten Island to see if he knows the lowdown on this. Yeah. Yeah. I bet you Johnny's, he's the mayor of Staten Island. Remember Johnny Staten Island, Rock? You know Johnny Staten Island.
We know. You don't have to know.
He might not know.
Again, you're not supposed to know. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's got to keep it on the hush-hush, you know.
Yeah.
But Johnny Staten Island's Irish. So he might
somehow be... the sanitation department's involved, because always with these things, the sanitation department's involved.
Right, because the guy fucking ends up in the back of a fucking garbage truck.
Paying off somebody. Yeah. Get a loan.
Put him in the landfill, you know?
After the Lufthansa heist.
Right, they always put him in the landfill.
After the Lufthansa heist, people started dropping like flies, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Goodfellas is the best. You know what? I read this story, though. Here's the thing. I read this story, and I was like, I feel bad for the guy getting shot, you know? Francisco Frank Cali. But I was like, man, things are back to normal. I read that story. I was like, things are back to normal. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's mob hits happening in New York. Things are starting to get back on track.
Right. Exactly. A little sense of normalcy.
Didn't they say it was like 30 years like since like a mob hit?
The mob, the idea of the mob was only on TV now. It wasn't in real life.
Put the mob hit board back down to zero. Days since mob hit zero.
That's funny.
It's been a really long time. But it's nice.
Johnny Noodle's right. The show is just somehow attracts people in office. We got Johnny Staten Island, the mayor of
TJ, the mayor of Detroit.
TJ, the mayor.
A lot of mayors.
Yeah. Rock. Everybody wants to be the mayor. Why don't you want to be the president?
The councilman, at least.
Like, Rock's the CEO of Lunatic Radio.
And of Westchester.
That's why we're in the tank.
Stocks are in the dumps. Stocks are in the dumps.
Let's see. What do you want to do? Oh, you know what? Here's a little mention. This is weird. Oh. This is actually something that happened. I watched the movie Crazy Heart on Cinemax this weekend, and I'm just watching it, right? And I'm on my phone. I'm in bed. I'm just watching it. And as I'm going through my social medias, my websites, my Twitters, my Instagrams, my Facebooks, what have you, country music fucking ads started popping up in the...
Wow.
Yeah. It's never happened because I don't like country music.
Of course not.
I hate it. But I was like, wow, that's weird. It really freaked me out. Can that happen, or am I just going crazy?
No, it can totally happen, and because that is confidently something you're not looking up.
Right.
So it was the microphones were listening, essentially.
Isn't that bizarre, dude? So That's crazy.
But it was from a movie, so I'm surprised though it made that correlation because obviously a lot of people watched it.
But a lot of country music is played throughout that movie. It's, you know, it's about an old school traveling country singer guy, and he's constantly playing and getting drunk and blah blah blah. How scary is that? Like, my phone is like, that's the first time I've had ever really noticed.
Though, the word now is not scary, Karen. It's just reality. It can't be viewed as scary anymore because
it is just
so commonplace now.
I mean, if that's the case, why don't I get fleshlight ads popping up on everything?
Help me help you.
Right. Like Kodiak ads or, you know, fucking Coors Light ads.
You know what, though? You bring up a very good point.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe because, maybe on your search browser, you don't have it Google personalized to your ads. You can't actually turn that on or off. So if you turn it off, it needs to generate ads somehow. So it's got to turn on the microphone and hear something.
Right.
Personalized ads.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I think you should get into country.
Country music?
Yeah, a lot of single girls, you know? A lot of them. A lot.
And they're DTF, Rock. What do you think?
Well, you know, every country song basically gives you the checklist on how to get a woman. So
23.
You need a pickup truck, a six-pack, and...
23 and me.
And 23 and you. I've just accepted it. I mean, even my social security number, like, it's all just...
You just give it up. Out there. You just give it up? Is that what you're saying?
No, you just kind of accepted that. I mean, there's probably some place in, you know, like Lithuania that probably has my social security number and they'll try to use it.
Right.
They won't really be able to. I feel like there's enough safeguards. But, that things are just... Information's out there on me and everybody, especially after that whole, you know, security breach with Experian, with, you know, the credit agency. There's no reason not to believe that just millions of information is out there.
Yeah.
So, you just gonna be paranoid. You just got to kind of accept it. You watch your bank accounts. Do two-step verification. Don't open stupid emails that say, hey, check this video out.
Right.
And you don't know who it's from. You know, you just do what you got to be diligent and just go on with it. Because, yeah, unfortunately, like what you experienced, Karen, is just the harsh realities of technology.
There's no way of fully getting off the grid anymore. That's pretty much what it boils down to, right?
You could, but you're going to be a fucking miserable person. Like, you'll be so disconnected literally and figuratively from people in life. You'll just, it'll drive you nuts, really.
Has anybody else had this same thing happen to them when they're just like hanging out? Like, I'm asking the folks in the chat room and people listening, if you're on podcast, email us at the show at lunaticradio.com or DM us at Twitter at lunaticradio.com. I mean, have you been fucking sitting or just with your phone in your hand and around some music or something, and all of a sudden you start noticing ads related to the music you're listening to? You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh no, totally. And actually, it kind of is annoying because sometimes I'll be not it's not directly that, but it's similar. So I'll be like, maybe I'll catch something on TV and I'll just be curious to look it up.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I'm inundated with ads and information moving forward. Related. I'm always like hesitant to look up things because I'm like, I just don't want to deal with the ads. So it's like, how important is this to me?
Slam that shit right there.
Leroy's asking me to slam beers. I'm trying to get.
Hey, by the way, Rock, the guy in Staten Island that they picked up for hitting that mob boss, his name is Anthony Camello.
Oh.
24-year-old Anthony Camello.
Tony Camello.
Tony C. Tony C. Yeah, I know Tony C.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's funny. His name's pretty close to Tony Camaro, which is what Italians drive.
His middle name's Z24.
And I can understand why the accident happened. Yep. Right. Here's that video that Leroy sent me about the Irish guy talking about gays in Ireland. Here we go.
Michael, now that the referendum's passed, do you think you're going to get invited to any gay weddings?
Huh?
You know, like any of your friends who are getting married.
Say that again, Kathleen. Now, I'm a bit on the confused, and you're doing me a concern.
Right. Now that the marriage referendum has passed,
What is this?
It's just Irish people being Irish, Rock. I'm just.
They're talking about.
It seems very over the top.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fake. It's a skit.
Is this authentic?
It's a skit, motherfucker.
Not authentic.
But it's, wow. But language. Rock, it's going to get ugly in here.
Are you pulling your dick out?
I was going to give him some of his beer, but he's too much of a pussy.
Aww. Oh, no, I'm going to get it.
No, it's gone. You ain't getting nothing.
Do you think that you're going to get invited to any gay weddings?
There's no gays in Ireland.
What?
You're confused again. You got the misconceptions inside in that chip-like brain you have.
Chip? All right. I can't believe that.
What the hell was that?
It's an Irish guy talking to his wife. His wife's asking about the new referendum in Ireland. Gays are allowed to be married, and apparently it's not agreeing with this gentleman right here.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I'm pretty sure there's some.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the
population.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
He said,
"Oh,
really going over like
Rock, Rock."
Go ahead, Lever.
No, we're good.
We're good.
All right, let's do a break. We'll come back. By the way, I'd like to revisit Dr. Jason. What do you think, Rock? You want to revisit some Dr. Jason today?
Chiropractor guy.
Yeah, the guy that does the back alignments of hot chicks.
Sure, Kieran.
All right.
Let's do it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back more lunaticradio.com show. Live number to call in 718-690-9290 if you want to join the radio program. I think it's microphone technology, like Shazam.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, because, yeah, it totally uses your microphones and shit. Anytime they say that they're not opening up your microphones, they totally are, man. There's no reason for it not to be
without. Yeah, without your, without your consent.
But again, I've just accepted. Like, what are they going to take? It's not like I'm sitting on my couch and saying, hey, my social security number is blah, 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 and my password is blah, blah, blah. I'm not, you know, I'm just talking. That's stupid shit.
Yeah, but that's a total invasion of privacy. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of just taking it up the tailpipe and dealing with it.
It is crazy. But, it's funny how, like, we all just were like, all right, whatever, man. You know, my phone's listening to me like a human would. Whatever. It doesn't bother me anymore.
I don't know. I would love to know how your phone digests the things you put into it.
Yeah. I don't think my phone can deal with stupidity, so fuck them. My phone's so
all over the map.
Are you saying my phone's really frustrated with me because I don't make any sense?
New porn.
It's not. That's hacky shit. I go to yespornplease.com.
Oh, I didn't even know. That's hacky shit.
Look at Leroy Jenkins touching this fucking sampler.
Hacky shit.
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
All right, we'll take
Where's
a break.
That from?
Huh?
Where's that from?
Oh, that's from a great story of the owner of the Pooch Patch. It's a product for your animal to go poop on in your residence. And a woman bought that same product and then wrote a negative review of it online. And the CEO of Pooch Patch went online and referred to this lady as...
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
Right. He wrote a lot of negative stuff about her.
Rock says he listens to the show.
I was going to say, was this on another show?
Yeah, it was on Wednesday's show.
Yeah, you would have caught that.
Oh, just this past Wednesday's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could. This week was kind of rough, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. We'll take a break. Come back. LunaticRadio.com. Sure, if there is...
Kieran and Rock. LunaticRadio.com. Kieran and Rock have returned.
We are the kings of tangents.
I think jerking off is working.
Oh, wow. Blow him now, folks.
Can I watch?
No.
Lunatic Radio.
Twitter doesn't give me these problems.
Kieran and Rock are on social media.
Why could you just like me?
Be sure to like and follow Lunatic Radio on Twitter.
Rocky, you gotta get naked. Take off your pants. Do something.
Sweet.
Don't say sweet.
Oh, I listen to you.
Okay.
So if you say take them off, I shall.
Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio. They're already naked, aren't they?
I feel like I have hair on my microphone. That's why I've been blowing into it, if you're listening.
Twitter.com/lunaticradio.
Face this.
You know, people like me on Facebook.
Here in Iraq are on social media.
Why can't you just like me?
Be sure to like and follow Lunatic Radio on Facebook.
I need to get naked. That's what I need to do.
Dude, tap it out, bro.
What do you mean?
I'm tapping
out. Wait a second.
No way.
Facebook.com/lunaticradio. Wait, who told them to get naked?
I'm sitting here behind this microphone.
Yeah, you are.
Perfectly fine with my manhood.
Okay.
Are you?
Of course I am.
Facebook.com/lunaticradio.
What up, everybody? LR Show. Hanging out with you. Yes. If you'd like to donate to the lunaticradio.com show, that would be awesome. Log on to lunaticradio.com. On the right-hand side is the donate button. Go ahead, click that. Donate whatever you want. It'd be awesome. Yeah, word them up.
There you go.
New beer. Kier Rock. Drinking the what?
Rocket Fool.
On Irish Day? Rocket Fool. Yeah. There you go, Rock.
That's Blue Point?
Yeah, it is.
I spotted that shit.
718-690-9290 is the live number to call in. Follow us on Instagram at Lunatic Radio, Twitter at Lunatic Radio. There was a 320-pound woman sentenced to life for sitting on her 9-year-old cousin. What do you think about that, Rock?
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's not a great one. Not a great one. By the way, Rock, where do you think this
wasn't an uplifting story?
Where do you think this took place? What state? Give me your guess.
Florida?
Absolutely. Give the kid a prize. A Florida woman has been sentenced to life in prison for killing her 9-year-old cousin. Sitting on her as a form of punishment.
Ooh,
now, here's the weird
shit.
Thing. The Pensacola News Journal reported that 66-year-old Veronica Green Posey was sentenced Friday to jurors. But her cousin is 9 years old. She's 66.
Wow. Wait a minute. Do the math, kids.
That is the strangest thing about this whole fucking story. I think. You know what I mean?
How did that work out? Wait, so that's her niece. You said niece?
No, cousin. It says
cousin. Oh, wait, cousin. Wait a minute.
Cousin.
How would that work out? That means...
9-year-old cousin sitting on her. How does that work?
Right.
I'm trying to do the math on that.
She's got a younger sister.
Like, how younger?
It's her parents' sibling's child.
Poor cousin. She really got grounded.
Damn. That must have been...
Oh, God. That is from Cool Peter.
Yeah, that must have been a big age discrepancy between their parents.
Man.
And then a lot of age discrepancy between the
births. The Pensacola News Journal reports that the 66-year-old sent this Friday. Jurors convicted her of first-degree felony murder. Prosecutors say, Derica Lindsay had suffered horrific beatings from Posey. Oh. And Lindsay had... Lindsay's adopted parent.
Grace Smith. Going to jail. She should get the fucking chair, man.
She was adopted.
Posey sat on Derica for more than 5 minutes on October 2017.
Oh, my God.
Causing the girl to die from lack of oxygen.
Jeez.
Holy shit. It's a 9-year-old kid, man.
That's so sad.
It is, man. What's wrong with fucking people out there? Posey has an attorney? She shouldn't have an attorney. There should be no attorney.
It should just be go to jail. Go directly to jail. Go to jail.
Do not pass go. Jail or eat this bullet. It's either jail or eat this bullet. You can't do that.
Terrible.
What is in your fucking head?
Twinkies are in her mouth.
Here's what her attorney, Posey's attorney said that the 320-pound woman was trying to help Smiths. And didn't intend
John D. Noodles, I don't think giving her the chair would be very effective. Give her the electric chair treadmill. I get it.
I believe John D. Noodle and Cool Teacher are competing for the best writers for podcasting out there.
Cool Teacher, a poor cousin. She really got grounded.
I know. There's some good lines coming in from those two.
This is amazing, these two.
Apparently, there was a woman who on Long Island, in Farmingdale, Long Island, went to go
Went
to go visit her parents.
Hoping Napa Tandies.
Yeah, fucking Thirsty Thursdays, bro. Hey, man, it's fucking St. Patty's Day, brother. We're going out, we're getting fucking tanked up, man. Grab your fucking naughty. We're going to drink down the LIE, man. Don't worry about it. No fucking Ubers. Ubers are for pussies, bro.
What is it? Yeah, Karen McCann, 2019.
Ubers are for pussies, bro. Driving the LIE.
Apparently on December 19th, 2018, a woman was sucked into her parents' grave while visiting a Long Island cemetery. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like quicksand, huh?
Yeah. A woman visiting her parents' Long Island burial plot descended into more despair when she sank into the ground. That is fucking bizarre, isn't it?
That's scary as shit.
Joanne Cullen bent down to fix the bow on the wreath of by the headstone where her sinkhole. Apparently, she was visiting her parents, and she was putting a wreath up, and the fucking ground just gave out from under her, and she sank into. And there was no one around to help her. The only thing that saved her is that she grabbed onto this tombstone as the ground was giving away, so she didn't actually fall in and suffocate
herself. It's like something out of a horror film.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying. And she's suing the cemetery, which is in Farmingdale, Long Island. It's like it's the same cemetery when you get on the LIRR and you're heading from Ronkonkoma to fucking drink in the city. It's the same farming. It's the same cemetery you pass through.
Wait. What's the name of the cemetery?
I don't know. It's the Farmingdale LI Graveyard. I believe it's called
terrible name.
St. Charles Resurrection Cemetery, which is odd. Odd considering the story I'm talking about right now. St. Charles Resurrection Cemetery. How fucking bizarre is that, though?
That's scary.
She says
shit.
She will never go back there again. So, sorry, Mom and Dad. I know you're dead, but I'm never going back to your graves again.
How far did she fall in the ground, you think? Like 2 feet, 3 feet, 6 feet?
I think it was up to her waist or her rib cage.
That's fucking scary shit, man. I would hate that.
Wait, you know what I just realized?
Mm.
Yeah, now that I see where it is, I don't know where it is. That's where my mother's buried, that cemetery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Because I'm like, that name sounds familiar.
They're getting.
And then you said Farmingdale.
They're getting sued for $5 million.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
They're right behind the airport. Republic, that is. Not MacArthur. Republic.
Let's see. Her mother was a bookkeeper and her dad was a roofer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one she's, yeah. Because it's right there, right behind the airport. Yeah, that's where my mom is.
Yeah, by MacArthur Airport?
No, Republic.
No, Republic Airport? Yeah, she intends.
That's crazy, man. Imagine that. Imagine you're there and then it says you start sinking. So I wonder what happened. Like, I wonder if she like ran, like it was raining earlier or something like that. Like, what would have caused that?
A lot of sinkholes happening all over the place, you know? Florida has a lot of sinkholes.
Yes. She contends that the gravediggers who backfilled the adjacent grave to Cullen's parents left an underground void that caused Cullen to sink into the netherwood.
It's possible.
It's disturbing.
It's outrageous and should never happen to anybody.
Yeah, but it did, so no big deal. You know, it happened.
I want to make sure the cemetery and employees learn from this.
Yeah.
Well, it is right. Kind of, to be honest with you, dude, if you went to go visit, a loved one, and you start sinking into them, it's fucking, that's weird. It's like a thing that should never happen. It's, you know what I'm saying, Rocket? It falls into the same category as that no matter what your job is, you're always going to be, there's going to be a day where you're lazy at it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No matter what and job it is.
And these graves, these
you're
guys.
You're going to be off. You're going to forget something.
These guys are fucking digging graves every day or whatever, you know, and they got lazy one day and are like, ah, dude, hey, Tommy, just get that dirt from over there and we'll just, you know, fill this one up and don't worry about that one over there. Be fine. Yeah. You know, no one's coming here to visit. Yeah, no,
we don't need the new dirt. We'll use the old dirt.
No one's going to come visit these. The guy was, she was a bookkeeper. He was a roofer. No one's coming to visit these people.
You're really hurting bookkeepers and roofers.
I know, but, you know, and you know, there you go. They were lazy one. The gravediggers were lazy one day, and then, you know, fast forward, somebody comes to visit them, and the bookkeeper and...
That's scary.
Do you think she landed on the casket or something?
That'd be hit the casket.
Yeah, that'd be a little...
Nah, because it's 6 feet under, so...
6 feet under, 6 feet under the weather?
Hold on. That's for you, John D. Noodle.
Do better.
Just you complimented him like 2 minutes ago, and now you're like, yeah, suck.
Kieran has a short leash, you know.
I do have a short leash.
You gotta keep it up. You can't, you know. What did you do for me 30 seconds ago?
Absolutely.
Let's see what he's got up for the next.
You gotta spit out fire all the time.
Let's see what he's got for the next segment.
You're only as good as your last fucking feedback.
So they say.
Rock, do you want to revisit the Dr. Jason?
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. You brought him up.
Dr. Jason is a segment we did, I don't know, how many, Leroy was on the show last time we did Dr. Jason. Remember Dr. Jason, the guy who is the chiropractor who does the back alignments of just really hot women?
Yeah.
But it's not like, his practice is dedicated to just aligning hot women. He just seems to, when he does his YouTube channel or his YouTube page, he just, you know, has hot women in there. And he's aligning their backs.
It's very kind of pornographic in a way.
Right. It's like the pregame to penis insertion into the vagina.
Right.
Well, I got some new videos, Rock. You want to revisit these?
Sure. Wait, are they new?
They're new. These are ones we have not.
So we're not revisiting. This is new material.
We're revisiting Dr. Jason. Mm. He's got new.
I understand now.
He's got new clientele. Clientele, Ron.
Mm, got it.
Here is Dr. Jason with a painful neck rehab traction and full alignment.
Is he falling asleep? I can't tell. Oh, he's awake. Okay. Phew.
Oh, apparently a hot social media influencer made her way into those. Dr. Jason's. This is probably a Instagram butt model, Rock.
Oh.
She made her way into Dr. Jason's office.
By the way, before we start this, I'm just curious. Did you talk about, speaking of influencers, did you talk about the whole USC scam on Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday or Monday or Thursday?
Yeah. Friday. We covered a lot of Olivia Jade. That's pretty much what we covered with the...
I hate to say it, Karen, but as soon as I had no idea who she was, and obviously I read and they had like hyperlinks to her and I clicked on it. And I was like, Kieran's going to be talking about her.
I believe I pulled up her name. Like, I said her name. And
pulled up and pulled out.
Yeah. And Chris just went on her Instagram and zoned out of the show for about 25 minutes. All I heard was, this is all I heard on the show from Chris.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's him swiping on his phone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Anyway, the chiropractor.
Chiropractor Dr. Jason, everybody. He has a social media influencer coming to visit his office. And she is what, Leroy Jenkins? What would you say?
An influencer.
She is hot as balls, right?
Yeah, she's all right.
Wait, is she really an influencer?
Apparently.
I can't tell from her. That still shot of her doesn't look very...
All right, let's
influencing.
Let's dive in.
Miss Natalie, how are you, dear?
I am doing
Miss Natalie.
Just a little tightness right
a little
here.
Little tightness in the shoulder.
I know you're gonna fix me up.
Well, you know the body can't heal, so we got to do our work, and I will indeed. But we got to get that body to heal itself. That feels a little crunchy.
There's a little crunchy crunch, Captain Crunch.
Now we saw you. Let's give a little.
I hate when people talk.
This is our follow up. Mm-hmm. We did a video before. Mm-hmm. So you.
They did a video before though, Rock.
apparently it wasn't a back alignment. It was a dick insertion.
You might want to take that jacket off.
She's pretty hot.
I can't get over the Captain Crunch line.
I know.
That was terrible. Don't improv. Just shut up.
Yeah. Get your back aligned and beat it. That's what Rock wants.
Are a bi-coastal social media influencer.
I would say actor-comedian.
Actor-comedian.
And then influencers last. But I love all my influencers.
Okay. Oh, wait, Rock. Rock, she's an actor-comedian.
Oh, man. She is totally just doing it for air. If anyone believes this to be real, you really have no idea what it's like to be on social media in 2019.
Right.
Because this, I mean, granted, he's legitimate. He's a real person. Oh, look at Leroy helping Kieran out.
Leroy's trying to get me. I believe Leroy wants to see my butthole later.
This is the kind of shit I do to 23andMe.
You've had like two beers, Kieran.
I know. It's sad. I don't drink very much.
Rock, these are Michelob Ultra 55s. They're like 0.02% alcohol per bottle.
Oh, my God.
So it's interesting to see them, like, you know, get to the stage of, oh, fucked up.
It's
impossible to get fucked up on these.
Anybody?
Like, what happened to you? You used to be able to be of beer bottles and semi-coherent.
He wants to get on to Dr. Jason here. I find it interesting that he's still following Dr. Jason. You know what I mean? All these months have passed. And
it's smart. It's smart. Because think about it. Because now he's getting pseudo actresses.
Yeah.
So they're obviously very attractive.
Yeah, he's fucking
doing his presence. He's getting more hits. Because the reality is he's getting all these hits because he has these semi-attractive women on his videos.
Mm. Yeah, he's aligning.
So it's all, you know, they're all in cahoots with each other, if I may use that word.
Cahoots. All right, here is Dr. Jason with the social media influencer coming into his office trying to align her back.
Cool. No, you know, it's just whenever somebody's out there and they're doing it, you know, kind of they fall into that category in my head. But
yeah.
I think it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Okay,
You're an influencer, too. You're influencing me right now.
You feel like Manuel Miranda.
So give a little story, though, because I always want people to relate, is that you travel a lot.
I travel a lot.
So you live in New York and you live in L.A.
Yes. So that's my number one hurdle. Like, I eat.
Like, this is the same.
She doesn't live in New York. She doesn't live in L.A.
Right.
She has, like, her parents live in New York and she sleeps in her friend's apartment in L.A.
That's exactly what it is. Career. That's exactly what it is. Right. But what is Dr.
Is that
Jason?
Cardi B?
But what is Dr.
Right.
What is Dr.
Welcome.
Rock.
Welcome.
But what is Dr. Jason doing? He's catering to her ego.
Of course he is.
But why? Why, Dr. Jason? Why are you catering to her ego? You're just there to do a job in her line, her neck, in her back. There's other motives here, people.
Cahoots.
Karen's catching.
He wants to put dick inside that.
Fucking investigator.
He wants to put dick inside that.
This guy should be like, you know, Magnum PI.
Scumbag.
Jeez. Should be on first 48.
Kieran says Tourette's all of a sudden.
Scumbag outlet.
Wouldn't it be great if Kieran was like an actual investigator for like first 48?
Wait a minute. See this guy with this sweater?
Yeah.
And the girl? They're in cahoots.
That's what happens when I watch porno videos. The first 48 seconds.
Scumbag.
Porno videos.
He's porking this broad.
All he wants to do is put his dick in this face right here. Puts it right there.
All right.
On the next Law and Order. Gung, gung.
Let's see. Okay, here's more.
That's amazing. Kieran needs to be on the next CSI episode. Just Kieran as a police officer, a detective. He solves the murder.
I've been watching.
He was banging this broad.
I've been watching these videos for like 6 months now. I think I got it. They're in cahoots.
Yes, nice. Got it, nice.
All right, play it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see if they get to, you know.
Right. All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, so you get what she is and blah, blah, blah. Let's skip to 10:20. I believe 10:20 in this video.
appears like Dr. Like Skin.
Dr. Skin, yeah.
Mr. Skin, whatever it is.
There she is standing up, full tittage, ass.
She looks pregnant.
Yeah. Well, that's what Dr. Jason wants to.
Now we're going to go to lay face down. Okay. That was a big movement.
It was.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a little
tricep. I can't get over
it. Okay. She's laying down on the table.
Breath in.
He's obviously position A is hand on top of ass. Now he's going to. Oh, God.
That's one of my favorites.
He cracked her back with a little twist.
Right.
Booyah.
Below the bra line.
Obviously, he's always, like in every porn video, you make your, you start at the shoulders and you make your way down the back to the ass rock.
Tiny bit there.
That, now, see, he's already motioning to the ass. Look where his hand is.
I think another challenge is if I have to wear heels for a scene or a video.
Come over this way, facing me on your right side.
I'm very set, like even an hour in heels.
He didn't do nothing right there.
Yeah.
He did nothing.
Oh, it's lower back, not legs.
He's like, shut up.
So I'm like,
yeah.
He's like, you're talking too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you look. where is this? Like his, he's got his, what is, I guess his left, might be his right.
Yeah, that's a hand, right. That's a right hand.
Right, his right hand on literally her butt.
The detective.
And then the left arm is disappearing into her crotch region.
Detective Kieran at his best.
I would say,
Your Honor,
I would say at this point is when the rape began.
Produced by Dick Wolf.
Let's see.
What kind of shoes is she wearing?
What? Who cares?
Look at those. I mean, how could you be an influencer with those fucking shoes on?
Come on. Leroy, you know, when she's...
Sorry, Rock.
Everyone knows how influencer. Rock, those says are, he's an influencer.
You gotta be wearing Yeezys or something.
We're trying
They're
to...
They're in cahoots.
We're trying to crack the case of how much of
Look at skis he is.
Skis, yeah.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by... two.
That was just a mistake. I didn't even try. here is Dr. Jason and Natalie, who's a social media influencer. The only thing
she's a comedian and actor first. Influencer third.
Right. Influencer third, but what is her S? Her S is the only talent she has.
I wish you were there. Karen called her, gave her the honest truth.
Well, she looks a little nervous right there.
Yeah, no, because she's about to get raped.
Before she was like kind of smiling, saying,
can't blame her.
Snap, crackle, pop, and all that shit.
Now
she looks a little nervous.
Oh, let's watch Dr. Jason align her back, or at least finger bang her vagina. Something's happening here. I don't know what it is. Let's just go.
Rather wear comfy clothes if I had the choice.
Understood.
Yeah.
Big breath in.
Yeah.
You know. Let's relax that.
Oh my God!
See, that was a legitimate chiropractor move.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna go on this side, please.
Okay.
Just relax.
You don't go to a chiropractor.
This is the greatest job of all time.
And breathe again. Hips all the way over. Relax the shoulders.
Look, his hands on her ass.
Drop.
Right.
Wow. See, you didn't do anything.
We're moving.
We're moving.
On your back, please.
There
we're good.
This
good.
Guy just gets he gets laid slowly. Constantly.
And
look at her. Why is this zipper down?
Hold up. Wait.
That's not her neck. That's the fucking that's the paper underneath.
You paused it.
But like, look at.
I can't see it. It's a little blown out.
Yeah, it's all blown out. But her mouth is open like a sex doll would be, Rock. It's like this.
What time is that?
So yeah. Apparently, Dr.
10:20.
Yeah, it's 10:20. Is when things get real.
Oh, so what is the video? How does one look it up? That's a great
Dr. Jason's painful neck rehab / trashing in full alignment for social media influencer. Very long title, Rock.
Yeah. Can you read? Type that, Rock, or do you need that?
Can you remember that?
You got to go 10:20 into the video.
John D. Noodle, check it in. If you can't
act, sing, or model. What does that mean? Social media influencers are the people that have no other reason to be famous. Yes. Hmm. Special victims uses his unit. I should have read that better. It sucks.
Yo, he has one video that has 78 million views.
Right, because he might pull his dick out and put it in
the
mouth.
Criminal justice system.
God. All right, here's more. All right. Here's the...
Wait, what, don't they have her... Do they have her name on the video? In the description.
No, they don't.
In the criminal justice system...
Her name is...
The people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups.
Her name is Natalie, though. I don't know.
Social media influencer, that's it.
All right, this guy's ridiculous. He's got, like, women in, like... See-through.
Oh yeah.
Good news like is I used to pants. Crush my jaw quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That's like 80% gone.
Wow. She used to crush her jaw all the time.
I would just need to get rid of
I like
on
dick.
Some other habits go, that my body's doing.
What's the other habits that her body's doing? What is that? What do you think, Rock? You want to take some guesses?
No idea.
Black guys.
Jeez.
That was really funny.
That was really funny. Once we get that alignment back, drop.
Wow. It's funny how he just cracked her neck, but yet in the same motion, he's dragging her head into his crotch. Did you see that?
I did notice that.
I did notice that, yeah. That's
functioning better, which is the secret sauce.
Secret sauce.
Right? Keywords. Wow. Just throwing in keywords.
Amazing.
That was great.
Amazing. Was secret sauce. My dick in your mouth. Oh. Phrases, you know? This way
a little bit more. Cool.
It's bizarre. This is so bizarre.
Yeah.
He's like pseudo raping them.
Perfect place. Come on back.
This is the greatest job of all time.
Okay. Chin in, head relaxed.
You get to, like, you can't do this at a strip club.
Okay there?
Yeah.
You can't. You'll be arrested.
What is he doing here? Blindfolded?
Yeah.
Are we okay?
Yes.
Stay right
what
there.
What the fuck is that? Stay right there. Okay. Okay.
Your now, kids are missing
now, what the fuck is he doing?
And he's going to tie her up. And then this is where the crime happens.
Relax. Maybe a little more.
What the dunk, fuck? Dunk.
Are we good there? Or is it too much?
It's perfect.
Cool. So we're going to hang out for 12.
Some medieval shit right here.
Oh, yeah.
And... You want to stay a couple extra minutes?
He's texting all of his friends to come.
You cannot really just slide it off.
Awesome.
Good job, Miss Natalie.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Give me a new chiropractor.
Rich man, take care of yourself.
I'm leaving.
Fucking amazing, Dr. Jason.
Look at this next video.
I'm actually curious.
I think we've done this one. That's actually fit, I believe. Yeah, that's the one we did already.
Mm. But with all these views, like the 70 million views, I wonder how that's affected his actual clientele because... You know, has actually people outside of watching? Has people actually gone to him? And
right,
I'm curious. No,
right.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that do, and they probably want to get on video too. You know what I mean?
Here's another one.
You probably get it free for going on video, right?
This is Dr. Jason's supermodel.
Do casting sessions and be like, you're not quite fit enough.
Listen to
zip down your top a little.
Listen to the title. Listen to the title of this one, because when you go to a chiropractic in like Patchogue, Long Island, Rock, for example,
sure.
And you make a YouTube video, it's not like, hey, it's Tony's chiropractic in Patchogue, Long Island. Supermodel comes to visit to get her. Dr. Jason's supermodel receives huge is in all capitals.
Of course it is.
Full spine alignment. With what, Rock? What is she getting a full spine alignment with?
This dick.
Exactly.
Dunk, dunk.
Right. fucking hilarious.
That's like playing T-ball with Karen right there.
That was... yeah. Here we go. It was a little late, but there we go.
Timing is everything.
Here is, you want to hit to this one? Here we go. Leroy, let's do it.
Hips relax. Check.
Let's go to the beginning. We don't want to miss the good stuff.
Karen has like two beers.
Doing well.
Dude, this is what I do. This is me at 3 o'clock in the morning, Rock. I'm doing the same thing.
The show's going to be over. He's going to go, Leroy, check this out.
Yeah, dude.
It says huge spider.
11 o'clock tonight, he's going to text you. Yo, Leroy, check this out.
So there he is. Look, he's wearing his great garb to work. And then we got the supermodel.
Wait, she got some hard nips right
there. Yeah, she's hard nips. Already came in with hard nips. You can't see if she's blown out, but she's wearing a white tank top. She's probably of...
She's all nipped up, Brock.
Maybe she's Latino.
That should be the name of this show. Nipped up.
All nipped up.
Here we go. Here is, let's see if we can get the audio going.
Under care now for a couple of months, right? And you model professionally, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a hard job with a bad back.
Yeah, it's not easy, right? What was it that originally brought you in?
Just my pain level. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually think
time out. Time out. Much better actor than the previous girl.
Sure.
Already. Absolutely. I give her more props than the previous girl. I was never going to make it into acting. This one, right. Potential. Go ahead.
Okay. Pain love.
I like that. I like that critique.
About it, but mm-hmm. I figured it was worth a try. Mm-hmm. And I've tried chiropractic care before, but didn't really get anywhere with it. And four and a half years later, I'm like, what have we got to lose at this point? So yeah, you're
gonna try. Why does a girl like that need chiropractic? I've never been to a chiropractor in my life. I've been going to the gym my entire life, pretty much. Yet this girl's what is she doing to herself that she needs chiropractic help?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question,
right?
I have no idea.
Leroy, you want to take a jump at this one?
Not everybody's as built as you, Kieran. You know what I mean? They don't have the same kind of.
I'm not saying that, Rob.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying that, Leroy. I'm saying that. Like, this is phony. It's not adding up, Brock.
Look at her cans, dude. She's got to have back problems, right?
Right. Titties.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But I don't have titties.
The extra weight.
I don't have titties. Rock. Like that.
Hurting the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people too in the industry or outside of the industry, they think like acting and modeling maybe is an easy job, but it's nothing of the sort, is it?
No, you're standing for like 10 to 12 hours on like a cement floor.
Yeah,
like,
that's hard. So you like most of that time keyword, you're actually hard. Standing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit the bell for every keyword
or something.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah. So and not necessarily the most comfortable shoes all the time.
No.
Got it. So how have you done after a couple of months in care? I mean, we just brought you down to do a reeval and do some stress films, but how have you done up until this point?
Well, I actually feel like I'm slowly starting to be alive again, which is really nice for me.
I believe at minute 41 is when...
I believe at minute 41. He knows every clip.
I believe at minute 41, things start getting interesting, Rock. Here we go.
Yeah.
There it is. Look, he's straddling her back.
That's his job.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
He's doing his job.
Shoulders relaxed. And we're going to breathe in nice
See?
And deep.
See? Same move. Hands start to top of back, moves down to S.
Check.
Fucking guy's the greatest.
The hips.
This guy's so slick, man.
And we come back there. And breathe into deep. And out. And chest relax. Beautiful. Good motion there.
I don't even
and into the upper back. Breathe in again. And out.
You talk.
Relax.
Give me two.
Wow. Big motion, yes?
Yes.
You ever seen it?
Okay, hips relax, Miss Raven.
Driven dicks in a row.
I'm going to start with you on your right side facing me this way, please.
You referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
I'm just a kid. Your world runs and confuses me.
Hand on ass, hand by vagina. Now he's literally putting rope around her wrist.
Oh, what's in the box?
Wow. Felt good?
Yeah.
Yeah, felt good. Keyword, Rock. There's another one. That's her back getting aligned.
Where you live for so many years without that.
Well, sometimes like it almost scares me. Like my body goes into a bit of a shock mode sometimes, but like a good shock. Like it didn't know what.
Yeah, when you take a nice fucking stiffy.
But like a good.
It's a good shock.
What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, almost like it awakens you to another level of understanding your body.
Right.
Well, I feel like a lot more clear.
Yeah, when
my brain is a lot more clear.
Nice, hard,
I don't know
rock.
Why it has to do with that, but I'm all for it.
So. Yeah, well, it's interesting that you say that. We have so many nerves from all of the organs.
Yeah.
And all of the joints.
Nerves from the organs. There's another one.
And when the spine is constantly out of alignment, it's constantly barraging the brain with essentially useless. Yeah, fog. Useless
information. This girl's dead.
Fog.
That's where we're at. Fog.
You oftentimes get useless fog. Tightness, tension, spasm, or even.
Girl dated a black guy and got scoliosis. Is that racist?
We're done with that. We're done.
I'm not sure.
The show's over.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to go. Well, that's how we got to the closer, Rock. That was my game plan. I was like, we'll run out of material about, you know, an hour 15 in, and then I'll just play Dr. Jason videos until fucking I get tired and I want to go home.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
That was great.
What the hell's going on with my video on the screen?
What's wrong?
Go look at it.
He's like, I didn't notice that.
He's like Elf on the Shelf.
How long did that? I wonder how long that was like that. There you go.
Can you fix it? Oh, there it is. Rock got it. Oh, happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be live Monday with Chris Natalia live from Hollywood, California.
Oh, Monday. Interesting.
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
We'll be live Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Jeez.
5 West, Chris Natalia.
Are we doing a show every day now?
Chris Natalia from Hollywood, California.
Did you say you're going to do a show Friday again? Or
Friday with TJ coming back this Friday, tentatively.
Wow.
But I believe it is coming back this Friday.
Cool.
Thank you to everybody for checking out the LunaticRadio.com show. Cool teacher in the chat room. John D. Noodle. It's St. Patty's Day. I got a little bomb doing the show. I got a little, oh, yeah, by the way.
Off of Budweiser.
Good luck to all the college basketball teams that are in the men's NCAA.
Is that your bracket to booty?
Bracket to booty. St. John's is in the play-on game. That's fucking horse shit.
Yeah, really.
I don't even know what that means. All right, we'll see you later.
Cheering on the-
Rock, final word, go ahead.
I have no idea what we did.
I don't remember, right? It's like a fog. Donate to the LunaticRadio.com show. Go on to the www.LunaticRadio.com. Click the donate button on the right-hand side. Submit whatever you like. Go ahead.
This show was produced by Dick Wolf.
Dick Wolf.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe
fuck yourself. You're supposed to play the Law and Order sound.
Oh. No, I got rid of that already. All right, hold on.
Ready? One thing.
You wanna hear it, you fuck motherfucker.
But wow. That was a whole joke.
Talent on loan from God, Rock. Alright, we'll see you guys. Final word, Rock. I'm quitting.
I'm a final word. Just go.
Just leave.
Kieran and Rock. LunaticRadio.com.